Unit 1.2, Market Structure. Learning Objectives. Differentiate between market types. The term market is used to describe any physical place or electronic venue where buyers and sellers can come together for the purpose of trading assets. Markets can be found in nearly every nation in the world, and while some are small, such as local farmers' markets, others, like stock exchanges, have billions of dollars in transactions daily. 1.2.1 Types of Markets. A number of different assets, such as equities, stocks, bonds, currencies, and derivative products like options, can be offered and traded in the financial markets. Financial markets can be expected to have transparent pricing, basic regulations on how trading is to be conducted, costs and fees, and prices of securities determined by market forces such as supply and demand. 1.2.1.1 Capital Markets. Capital markets are broadly defined as the stock and bond markets. In capital markets, both public and private sectors sell securities in order to raise funds. Consider that government entities like states and other municipalities and corporations require funding to finance their operations and to engage in their own short and long-term initiatives. To do this, a company, for example, can raise capital through the sale of securities, such as stocks and bonds issued in the company's name. These can be bought and sold, or traded, in the capital markets by individuals and institutions alike. 1.2.1.2 Primary and Secondary Markets. The primary market is where securities are sold to the investing public in what are known as issuer transactions. In other words, the issuer of the securities receives the proceeds generated by the sale of the securities. By contrast, the secondary markets are where securities trade between investors. Secondary market transactions have one investor selling securities to another, and the issuer is not involved in the transaction. Stock exchanges are an example of a secondary market, where investors buy securities from and sell securities to each other throughout the trading day. 1.2.1.3 Third Market. The third market, or NASDAQ Intermarket, is a trading market in which exchange-listed securities are traded in the OTC market. Broker-dealers registered as OTC market makers in listed securities can do transactions in the third market. All securities listed on the New York Stock Exchange and most securities listed on the regional exchanges are eligible for OTC trading as long as the trades are reported to the consolidated tape within 10 seconds of execution. 1.2.1.4 Fourth Market. The fourth market is a market for institutional investors in which large blocks of stock, both listed and unlisted, trade in transactions unassisted by broker-dealers. These transactions take place through electronic communications networks, or ECNs. ECNs are open 24 hours a day and act solely as agents. Quick Quiz 1.B Learning Objectives. Differentiate between market types. 1. Magnolia Steel Corporation needs to build a refinery plant. It is estimated to cost $750 million to complete. What market can be used to raise the money needed to build the new plant? A. Currency market. B. Capital market. C. Secondary market. D. Money market. 2. When securities are sold to the investing public in what are known as issuer transactions, the transactions are being done in the A. Primary market, B. Secondary market, C. Third market, D. Fourth market. 3. If an investment company bought stock directly from a bank bypassing any intermediary or broker, this trade took place in which of the following markets? A. Primary, B. Secondary, C. Third, D. Fourth. 4. Which of the following statements regarding the third market is true? A. It refers to the trading of unlisted stocks directly between institutional investors. B. The services of a broker acting as an agent or intermediary are not used. C. It is composed of listed securities traded OTC. D. It is composed only of unlisted securities. 5. An investor enters an order to purchase shares of XYZ stock. Another investor enters an order to sell XYZ stock. These two orders meet on the floor of a U.S. stock exchange where they are executed. This transaction took place in the A. OTC market, B. New issues market, C. Primary market, D. Secondary market.